Welcome everybody to our play. Listen closely and learn something today. Narrator 2, a mouse took a stroll through the deep dark wood. A fox saw the mouse and mouse looked good. Fox, where are you going to, little brown mouse?
Come and have lunch in my underground house.
Mouse, it's terribly kind of you, fox, but no.
I'm going to lunch with a gruffalo.
Fox, a gruffalo? What's a gruffalo?
Mouse, a gruffalo. Why didn't you know?
Narrator 2, he has terrible tusks. And terrible claws. And terrible teeth in his terrible jaws.
Fox, where are you meeting him?
Mouse, here, by these rocks. And his favorite food is roasted fox.
Fox, roasted fox.
I'm off. Goodbye, little mouse.
Narrator 2, and away he sped to his underground house.
Mouse, silly old fox. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a gruffalo.
Narrator 3, on went the mouse through the deep dark wood. An owl saw the mouse and the mouse looked good.
Owl, where are you going to, little brown mouse?
Come and have tea in my treetop house.
Mouse, it's frightfully nice of you, owl, but no.
I'm going to have tea with a gruffalo.
Owl, a gruffalo? What's a gruffalo?
Mouse, a gruffalo. Why didn't you know?
Narrator 3, he has knobbly knees and turned out toes. And a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
Owl, where are you meeting him?
Mouse, here by this stream. And his favorite food is owl ice cream.
Owl, owl ice cream?
Tua too. Goodbye, little mouse.
Narrator 3, and away owl flew.
Mouse, silly old owl. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a gruffalo.
Narrator 4, on went the mouse through the deep dark wood.
A snake saw the mouse and the mouse looked good.
Snake, where are you going to, little brown mouse?
Come for a feast in my log pile house.
Mouse, it's wonderfully nice of you, snake, but no.
I'm going to have tea with a gruffalo.
Snake, a gruffalo? What's a gruffalo?
Mouse, a gruffalo? Why didn't you know?
Narrator 4, his eyes are orange, his tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back.
Snake, where are you meeting him?
Mouse, here by this lake. And his favorite food is scrambled snake.
Snake, scrambled snake. It's time I hid.
Goodbye, little mouse.
Narrator 4, and away snake slid.
Mouse, silly old snake. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a gruffle.
Oh. Narrator 5, but who is this creature with terrible claws? And terrible teeth in his terrible jaws?
He has knobbly knees and turned out toes.
Narrator 6, and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
His eyes are orange, his tongue is black.
He has purple prickles all over his back.
Mouse, oh help. Oh no.
It's a gruffalo.
Gruffalo, my favorite food.
Narrator 5, the gruffalo said.
Gruffalo, you'll taste good on a slice of bread.
Mouse, good, good, don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in this wood.
Just walk behind me and you'll soon see.
Everyone is afraid of me.
Gruffalo, all right.
You go ahead and I'll follow after.
Narrator 5, they walked and walked till the gruffalo said.
Gruffalo, I hear a hiss in the leaves ahead.
Mouse, it's snake, why, snake, hello.
Narrator 6, snake took one look at the gruffalo.
Snake, oh crumbs. I say, goodbye little mouse.
Narrator 6, and off he slid to his log pile house.
Mouse, you see, you see? I told you so. Gruffalo, amazing. Narrator 7, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, Gruffalo, I hear a hoot in the trees ahead. Mouse, it's owl, why, owl, hello. Narrator 7, owl took one look at the Gruffalo. Owl, oh dear, oh dear. Goodbye, little mouse. Narrator 7, and off he flew to his treetop house. Mouse, you see? I told you so. Gruffalo, astounding. Narrator 8, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, Gruffalo, I hear feet on the path ahead. Mouse, it's fox. Hello there, fox, hello. Narrator 8, fox took one look at the Gruffalo. Fox, oh help. Oh my. Goodbye, little mouse. Narrator colon 8 and off he ran to his underground house. Mouse, well, Gruffalo, now you can see. Everyone is afraid of me. But now my tummy's starting to rumble. My favorite food is Gruffalo Grumble. Gruffalo, Gruffalo Grumble. Narrator 9 ah, the Gruffalo said. And quick as the wind he turned and fled. All was quiet in the deep dark wood. The mouse found a nut and the nut was good. Narrator 1, were you listening? Do you know how mouse got rid of the Gruffalo? The moral of the story is really quite clear. He who has brains has nothing to fear.